Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang.
Video Game Bang.
Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real. Shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong, the guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the right hand.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Yeah, man. Corey Vincent here. Video Game Bang back in your life. It feels so good to be home. And by home, I don't mean Sacramento. I don't mean California. I don't mean David Webb's house. I mean back here where I belong. On the Video Game Bang podcast.
You were just on.
That was a weekend bang. That doesn't count.
No, okay.
This feels like home. That felt like a weird science experiment gone wrong. I don't quite know what's going on because it's called Video Game Bang Live. We weekend bang live.
Yeah.
We recorded it on a Monday. I don't know what you're doing over there, Aaron, but we're gonna have some talks. But don't worry.
Wow.
Well, that'll be later. I will spank him.
That's gross.
Properly.
He will not. He will not.
You're getting a spanking.
There will be none.
I'm going to spank you.
He's talking to Webb if you can't
see
that.
No, he's not.
I'm
going
to spank you. He's not. It's something you just don't want to whisper.
I'm sorry.
There's no one you could say that to.
Ever.
I don't care if it's the love of your life. Never say, I'm going to spank you.
Why even if it's the love of your life?
No.
Even.
Wow, you guys are two in the in clothes.
Just try it, Aaron. Just try it.
I think that's the first thing I'm going to say to her.
I'm going to spank you.
Yep.
And that's why he's still single.
Yep.
Exactly. Exactly. You heard his voice. You know him. You love him. He is the guy who's been at the helm of VGB in the last month. Aaron Carter.
What's up, everybody?
Well, I know you're never going to say you missed me, but do you want to say you missed me?
No.
God damn it. those who have stuck it out through this show the last month, I want to give you giant kudos.
And they deserve it.
You deserve it. I mean, you've been through a lot. It's like when your parents are getting a divorce or something like that. But now daddy's home.
I never equated it to that. Why?
Mama was running the kitchen for a little while, but now daddy's
Webb,
home.
You were running the kitchen?
I was.
Oh, okay.
I'm a damn good cook.
All right.
And daddy's home, and he's going to spank you.
Gross.
Well, you're mama, so Webb, get prepared for that.
David Webb, he has been the man operating the show. He's been so gracious in letting us borrow his YouTube studio to record our podcast. And you've been editing videos like a madman. You've recently joined NerdReactor.com. Did you talk about that all on the show? Because that happened kind of in the mix.
I think it kind of was brought up in passing, but not like a, hey, BT Dubs, I'm part of Nerd Reactor now.
BT Dubs, is that a thing now?
I don't know. I got it from a show.
Okay.
How I Met Your Mother. You've seen it.
Very, very good show.
Has that show been canceled for like a year?
No, it just ended.
Oh.
Actually, it has been like a year.
No, but he says canceled.
Canceled.
There was no.
Oh, no, no. It just it came to a close.
Yeah, the story wrapped up. And I didn't like.
Arguably, it wrapped up.
I didn't like that.
If you want to check out more Video Game Bang, you can go to our Twitter page, at Video Game Bang. That's where you can see all the pictures we posted and videos. That's where you get the ground-level news. Whenever something happens on VGB, it goes to Twitter first. Then it trickles to the other social medias like Facebook. Maybe you're a Facebook person. You can go to facebook.com/VideoGameBangBang. And YouTube, we got videos coming out on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/TheVideoGameBang. And this is the time where we're going to beg for money. So do we have music for that, David?
No, we don't.
There we go.
Yeah, I hope so. If you want to help support VGB in this giant transitional period we're going through, we are moving studios. We're going to be doing some major upgrades. We're seeking sponsors. It's going pretty well. And this new studio is going to be a destination podcast location in Sacramento, California. We're going to be making a spot that we're not going to be embarrassed to bring some of the bigger names in cosplay and voice acting too, so we can do in-studio stuff. Because honestly, you hear us do Skype interviews, I hate it. I hate it with all my being. I mean, it's good, because it's better than like the phone or anything like that. But I love that face to face interaction we get to have. So that's what we're shooting for. So keep track, because we will be doing a kind of behind the scenes dev diary. David Ng, who's on the show a lot, me and him are going to be building this podcast table from scratch. So if you're a technical person, you're going to want to see that. We'll maybe ask for input. And then we want to do more video. So we're going to need video equipment, lighting equipment, all this kind of stuff is going to make the studio to the next level. So you can go and help us out in this magical journey on patreon.com/videogamebang. And it's been a while since we talked about Patreon. Patreon is basically a website. You can go on there, you find our page, and you can basically commit to a monthly amount. And it can be as low as like a dollar. And that would be amazing. If you are listening to this and you want to give us a dollar a month, that would be phenomenal. If you want to do more, that's even better. And basically, it'll keep going on a monthly basis. And right now, we have some money saved up, so we are going to be making our first big purchases with it. And we want to thank those, and we will continue to do our incentives. I know we've kind of fell off the wagon in the last month.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we're going to be going back to it. We haven't had any new patrons, so subscribe, and we will definitely get back on that. Now, as we mentioned, Video Game Bang is back. I'm hosting, and we do not have show notes, so it's going to be a free-for-all grab bag of video game and geek culture news. Aaron has been extremely busy, so I'm going to give you a pass.
You're going to give me a pass?
Yeah, I'll allow it.
Wow.
Why don't you tell everybody what you've been working on?
A couple of videos in the works here, trying to figure out, I don't know, the best way to put them all together, because there's so much footage from different crap to throw in. A review coming up soon for a cartoon DVD that we got at Comic-Con.
Oh, really? What was this?
I can't remember the name of the thing. It's one that Stephen Gutierrez, our very own Stephen Gutierrez, got from one of the booths. And we're going to review their compilation video.
So, nice.
Wow.
One, I guess old school artists from, I want to say, like Cat Dog days.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, yeah. Like one of the
Cat
people.
Cat Dog.
I can't remember what the name of it is. I'm freaking blanking on it for some reason right now, but... Yeah, he was there. He was at. He was like, "Yeah, we forgot to tell you. He wanted you to go and check him out at San Diego Comic Con."
Can't remember. Was he there too?
Yeah, he was there too.
Oh man, you forgot to tell.
Forgot
him.
All about it. We got so crazy. It's been crazy times.
It has been.
I'm freaking
it
has, yeah, it's dirt been tired.
It has been a pretty unique ride the last couple months. Since this is my first time back on the actual week or the actual weekday show, the staple Video Game Bang, the one everyone pays to see.
Wow!
Last time you heard, we had Ivy Doom Kitty that I was here. If you have not checked that out, go listen to that one now. I love Ivy Doom Kitty. Met her in San Diego. Still, just every bit as awesome as she was before. And Nerd Reactor is doing very well, people. I'm going to tell you that. You can go check out their YouTube, because we posted up the video I helped them shoot in San Diego Comic-Con. It's a music video for The Weeknd?
Yeah.
The name yeah. His name is The Weeknd. The Weeknd, yeah.
I'm not.
It's name of him.
Him.
It's the guy's name?
His band.
His, yeah. He's one guy.
That's his,
and he's called The Weeknd?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's his God-given name.
No way.
He,
first name, the last
Drake,
name,
Weeknd. He was going to be with Drake, but then they had a little falling out.
Is this truth? Or
yeah.
Are you just
no, this is right. Drake brought him on, and then they had a little falling out, and then Weeknd actually did quite well for himself. He got on like some movie soundtracks for something
on,
for Disney or something like that, I think.
Oh, I don't think it was Disney. I'm
I don't
sure.
know, probably, because if you listen to his
well,
lyrics.
It may have been Disney, but I know he was on 50 Shades of Grey soundtrack, too.
Yeah, no, if you listen to his lyrics, he's a very like raunchy. Like he really, really, yeah. The Weeknd is, he's a dirty bird. Ooh, but
he's going to spank you.
It gets a little more.
You're lucky if that's all.
Yeah, you're lucky. Yeah. Yeah, you're lucky.
That means he doesn't like you very much.
I could have swore he was on something, but yeah, he's and then he has a crazy hairstyle. Very crazy hairstyle.
Well, we did a cosplay dance party music video, and Nerd Reactor, they're very particular about their cosplayers that they put in their videos. So when you check this thing out, you're watching some elite level cosplayers. Not only elite level cosplayers, but some damn good looking people.
Wow.
Yeah, both men and women. Like, I would point to someone, and then John would... It'd be like, you know, the thumbs up, thumbs down thing from Gladiator.
Yeah.
I'd be like, how about that one, John? Thumb out. No.
I hope they didn't see you guys doing that.
While oh, yeah, we did it right to their faces. I'd bring them to him. He would stand before John from Nerd Reactor.
And then just hold his thumb down.
You would make him kneel before John?
Yep, I'd kneel before John, and then he'd be like, oh, that's just a four-pack. We need six-pack abs.
That's terrible.
But that Kitty Pryde, if you watch the video for nothing else.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. She was highlight.
She's got to be in some film or something like that, right?
I don't know. I've never seen her. She was
reincarnated.
Yeah, she was stupid hot.
Oh, yeah. She can't be reincarnated. Jessica Alba's
time. I know, right? That's the person that kills Jessica Alba and then takes her spot.
Jessica Alba's career has been dead for a long time.
Oh,
it's her career.
She's got
what was it? Was it Fantastic Four?
She's got Sin City 2 coming along, man.
You know, that movie's been out for like 3 years and nobody watched it.
Sin City 2?
Yeah.
It's oh, wow. Out,
yeah.
Right over my head.
Yep.
So we're moving on to some video game news, people. So we're going to go to our favorite source in the world. Video Game Bang is brought to you by NerdReactor.com. So we're going to go to Nerd Reactor. Where do you want to start, Aaron?
I was just on their website too, and now I'm not.
Now, who got the review for Prototype 1 and 2?
That was Joey Ferris.
Joey Ferris. Okay, Nerd Reactor's Joey Ferris. So now they're re-releasing Prototype 1 and 2 on the Xbox One and PS4. It's, again, this growing trend of video games that are getting re-released on the next gen for damn near full price most of the time. Do you like this, Aaron?
Nope.
I mean, they opened up backwards compatibility on the Xbox.
Yeah, so that's what they should have just had, cross platforms with everything. Like, I don't want to go and buy an HD version of an old game that I've, you know, played over and over again.
Yeah, but what if it's a game that's more than likely not going to be cross compatible or backwards compatible for
it should be all
a long time.
I know, they all should be. I don't like this slow leak of, oh, this week now you'll be able to play this game. Like,
did you hear the reasoning behind it? I don't know if it's true, but it does make sense. The reasoning behind it of why they can't just go, okay, it's all ready to go, is because since the games have come out, licensing has changed, studios have changed, and it takes time to get some of those third-party games re-licensed to be able to be on the Xbox One.
My uncle, he's very much into video games and then kind of the video game business side of it too. And when the news was announced at E3, we talked about it during our camping trip a lot. And we all went through the same emotions, I think. When they went backwards compatibility, we all went, oh, yeah!
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then reality kind of sunk in that it's not going to be every game. It's all Microsoft games.
Yeah.
Because they're, you know,
it's their machine,
to pioneer this thing, so they're going to throw all their stuff. But all the major third-party games now have a very big decision to make. I don't think anybody will do it for free. But it's weird. If there's like a sweet spot.
So
because Microsoft is going to do their games. But you got your big ones like Assassin's Creed's. And what are the other major third-party franchises you can think of? GTA, for example.
Mass Effect.
Mass Effect.
Yeah.
All these ones aren't going to really want to go backwards compatible when they're seeing other people just digitally remaster and make a bunch more money.
Yeah.
So I think they have to really approach, like, what's a good example? Like, Prototype would have been. The Prototypes of the world. Who probably could have Microsoft throw a nice lump sum of money at them and say, let's let it go backwards compatible.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Instead of them having to spend a bunch of money to make it HD and hope that they sell enough to make up their expense. Like, Prototype, when they said HD remake, I kind of went, why?
Yeah.
How about just make the box backwards compatible right out the box? Never thought of that idea? We haven't done that before?
Well, I know every time, and this has gone on since the Dark Ages, anytime a new video game system comes out, basically the first question on most people's minds are, backwards compatible?
Exactly. Because, you know, we get these droughts, right?
Yeah.
But they would be less less obvious drought if my new system played the old games to carry me over.
And business-wise, did it hurt the Wii whatsoever? Seems like the Wii being backwards compatible was
It didn't
amazing.
Hurt it at all.
It didn't hurt it at all. It reinforced it.
Yeah, because we had people still coming in and buying old GameCube games that they can buy, you know, and then plug in their GameCube controller, and you can just play right then and there. Exactly. Even though the Wii was just technically a damn GameCube with motion control, you know, hardware-wise. But nonetheless, it eased, you know, anybody that was like... So I remember customers coming in and they had a GameCube and were like, and they didn't know, you know, it was backwards compatible because they just see the big disc size of the Wii and they're like, well, my little tiny, you know, GameCube disc, that's probably for something else. Right. And they're like, no, you can slide that right in and then use your controller that you already have, all this equipment that you already have, just, you know, right over to the new system. And then you got all your new games that'll be coming out.
What I thought was the dirtiest was the way the PS3 did it, where... They made like 40 different SKUs of different PlayStations.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
And like 5 of them could do backwards compatibility.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell by looking at it.
Yeah.
You had to plug it in and see if it had, you know, a 40 gig drive. And if it was the 40 gig, was it the right 40 gig drive or was
it
60?
And if it wasn't, pay the $50 restocking fee to get
was,
the other one.
It was some shady stuff.
And then finally they just went, none of them are backwards compatible.
They just said, we're done with that. And it was jacked up because I remember people would come in and look for those backwards compatible ones like hardcore. But, yeah, it was difficult. What was it? There was one that if the flap on the front of it came up, like that was a backwards compatible.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What a nightmare.
There's all these different secrets.
So just make it right out the box.
Yeah.
I played Prototype 1 to completion. I think I beat it in one night.
Really?
With David. Yeah, David Ng. We, like... did a bros night. We rented the game. We didn't even buy the game. We rented it, and we just ran through it. We traded off after lives. And it was fun. I mean, I really enjoyed the game. And then Prototype 2 came out and didn't feel the urge to play it. And I think a bulk majority of the world didn't as well because it, you know, it was never like game of the year quality.
Well, it went up against – Prototype 1 went up against that PlayStation –
Infamous.
And Infamous got this whole critically acclaimed type of buzz. And then – Prototype got a small one, but then kind of shoveled under the rug.
Yeah, they came out like at the same time. And it was like Infamous Light.
Yeah. And I tried playing it, and I couldn't get into it. I just could not get into Prototype.
See, this is a game, I wonder why they didn't just go the backwards compatible route. Just add their names to that backwards compatible list. I mean, I imagine that re-upping a game to HD quality is a lot cheaper than producing a game from scratch. But at the same time, is Microsoft going out and offering money to go backwards compatible, or are they just hoping that game devs are going to do it out of the goodness of their heart?
Okay, who makes this one? This is Activision?
Yeah.
So Activision makes this game. I'm trying to think. Maybe it was a smaller company. Never mind anymore now. It's just...
Yeah, no, it's Activision.
Yeah. They're just probably trying to bank on some...
It was Activision and Radical Entertainment.
Well, my theory is out the window.
But now, would you pay $25?
That's how much it is?
No, it's $50, but it's $50 for one and two. That's what I'm saying. Would you pay $25 for one of them?
No, I wouldn't pay $25 for one of them.
Okay.
So I rolled,
Right.
No. And this is not the cheapo Aaron's not paying. No, the game wasn't worth $25. not how many years later? Like,
right.
How long has this game been gone? Seven?
Was it 2009?
Was it 7 years?
No, I don't know when it's coming. Prototype. We got to
look
up.
Four?
That's still way too long.
Yeah.
You're almost a life cycle of a system. So, yeah, no. And then for not a mediocre game? No. Not for this. Like, if there was maybe a Mass Effect trilogy collection type of thing, okay. But not for Prototype. Prototype is the poor man's Infamous.
2009,
so yep. 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Since Prototype 2?
The first one.
Oh,
okay.
That's even worse. That means Prototype 2 came out, a year later?
Probably a year or two, yeah.
I was a little, I was happy, though, that the story for Prototype 2 with the main character being somebody that was affected by the main character from the first one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like that idea.
One thing I'll talk about we could bring up on the docket was Walker Stalker Con in San Diego. So I'm working on this article right now, and I started really thinking about it. And I had an excellent time at Walker Stalker. Basically, what they do is they're Wizard World-esque, but for Walking Dead only. So
that's got to be the most boring conference.
For you.
Ever.
And usually they get most like the dead actors, so it's like all the black people.
So, yeah. So it's a Million Man March, everybody, for zombies and black people.
If you were at San Diego Comic Con, or if you want to know what it was like, you can check out our last episode where we detail it. And basically, Saturday was the absolute most miserable day for Comic Con. If you have things that you want to do, Saturday, it's nuts. I mean, it's wall-to-wall people. The streets are just flooded. And it's not. And Saturday starts attracting the more less geeky crowd, more just like, hey, let's go look at the fucking nerds crowd.
Wow.
Like, that's
the Jersey Shore
cast? Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They drive from Jersey.
Jeez.
Yeah, like we were seeing a bunch of like bridal parties with a bunch of like mean girl looking chicks.
Why would you have a bridal party?
Like, what do they call it? A bachelorette party.
Why would you have a bachelorette party?
We saw multiple ones, and it was just like a bunch of girls sitting there going, oh my God, look at all these weirdos.
That's the dumbest thing. I wouldn't even want my bachelor's party to be at like a Comic-Con. That'd be... There's too many people, first of all. That's way too many people.
I don't know. There's a lot of muggles there. Maybe I'm hating, but it's
a lot of muggles. Like, you're in the wrong convention, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
Calling us muggles.
But I got to cover the Walker Stalker Conference on Saturday. And so I didn't know really what to expect. I walk over to Petco Park, which is the giant baseball stadium. And I walk in, and there's not that many people. I mean, there was... That was probably... If I was to do it again, even just as a civilian, not with a press pass or anything, I would definitely buy my Walker Stalker Con tickets and go on Saturday. Because it was like an escape. A nice little getaway where there was not a huge amount of people. You get to just... You can see... You get your brushes with celebrity, like, guaranteed. I think a lot of people go to Comic-Con to either get free things, run into a bunch of celebrities, and, like, have fun. Like, be entertained. And you get all three of those things from Walker Stalker on a Saturday.
If you're a Walking Dead fan, though, right?
Or, like, they had Michael Rooker. Like, that was cool.
He's on The Walking Dead. He's on The Walking Dead, though. Like,
but he's Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, you don't have to just be a Walking Dead fan. There's amazing cosplay in there.
Okay.
You could just be a horror fan. They had a lot of artists that had a lot of more macabre.
Okay.
That's like my insider tip for the people that are going to go next year. Like, look for that. If I wasn't press, I would have gotten Walker Stalker tickets because I had more interaction with and sight famous people sightseeing. Like, the people who I went with didn't have press passes, and so I would hear things like, oh my God, I saw Kendra from Playboy like from a mile away. I swear to God I saw her. And I have a feeling there's a lot of people with those similar stories.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Grant from Mythbusters, like, oh my God,
did you talk? Grant goes everywhere.
No, but I was like 30 feet from him. Like, it's kind of like we're best friends now. But if you were to go to the Walker Stalker, you would have been able to say that about, like, all that huge cast. Like, Emily Kinney had a concert going on there. They had cosplay concerts.
Did they do any
all the cosplayers just
any kind of panels for the latest one?
Oh, yeah. No, there's panels. Oh, no.
I mean, for the latest one.
Fear of the Walking Dead, no.
Yeah.
I don't think Walker Stalker is an official Walking Dead deal. I think it's just put on by giant fans and stuff. So,
okay,
whether you like the comic books, the games, the shows,
the games are fine.
They're all representative. Like Nikki Rapp, who was a voice actress in the original Walking Dead by Telltales.
Uh huh.
She was just sitting, chilling there at a booth, being super nice. You just walk up and talk to her. She would like it was like $5 for an autograph or something really cheap.
See, now that's awesome. At least there, because every con that we've been to so far. About, in my opinion, same level of celebrity, 30-something, 60-something.
It scales, all right? Because I think Rooker, it was like $40.
Rooker is a Guardian of the Galaxy. Yeah. No, that's...
But that's a deal.
That's
for
a triple A. You said $30? Yeah, that's a deal.
40, I think. 40
still.
For Rooker.
Still.
You still hit under what we saw for, like...
At Sat Comic Con, Billy Piper was 60.
Oh, wow. Really?
It's the last time we've seen her in Guardians of the Galaxy. You didn't.
Nope.
That's right.
And Rooker was, like, so approachable. Like, he was the biggest star that I saw there, and his line was so, decent. Like, the wait was not more than 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's very good.
And, you know, all these people are in this rat race, like, half a mile away and won't get to see anybody or shake any hands. And then you go to this one little secret hideaway where if you're a Walking Dead fan, you're just, like, geeking out the whole time because there's Rooker, there's Scott Wilson, Herschel. I got to talk to him. The dude who played Bob, I don't even know his name. But
Bob.
Bob, yeah, his name is probably Bob.
Robert.
But we kind of get into an interesting thing because I did read some controversy coming from San Diego Comic-Con, a little controversial article. Cosplayers charging money to have your picture taken with them.
Just
cosplayers, not even...
No, but I'm saying Jessica Negri...
No.
...is just a cosplayer.
I'm talking about people...
But you're talking about... They're not special. Hey, can I take your picture real quick? You know, the walkers.
Yeah. Just the average Joe. I'm cosplaying as Captain America and I'm charging people.
How dare
they?
Is that...
How... Dare they? Yes.
There's some mixed things because there's my initial knee-jerk reaction was, well, if they don't want their picture taken, they don't have to. So if they want a little compensation and you're willing to do it, then go for it. Like, okay, I walked up to only one cosplayer who asked for money. And it was the same spot guy that's going to be in Aaron's Sack Wizard World video. I saw him there. And
he was there?
Yeah, I walked up and I was like, hey, can I get a picture? And he was like, for a small $2 donation to some cancer foundation or something.
Okay, that's one thing. Yeah, that's not in his pocket. That's to the cancer foundation.
He didn't do that at the...
I know, right? Maybe. Definitely, maybe.
He didn't do that at SEC Wizard World.
Yeah, he didn't do that at Wizard World because I just walked right up to the dude.
Yeah. We did twice.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. I mean... Yeah, and he did the video and... Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's reports of just regular old cosplayers... turning down pictures unless you pay them.
Yeah, no, I don't really care for that. Yeah.
I mean, I see what you're saying. Like, you know, if you then don't pay them. Just say, oh, never mind, it's okay. But I don't know. It's kind of weird. I guess they're trying to make back some of the money that they spent on the costume, like, you know, making it, but...
Yeah, but...
I don't know.
You're nobody. you're nobody.
You were trying to think of a nice way of saying that.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I was literally trying to be you haven't made a name for yourself or anything yet. Like, it's, you know.
So you do equate that differently than paying $40 to take a picture with Rooker? Because I saw that the complete opposite opinion, too, when I was mentioning to – it was in a Nerd Reactor thread. They were just talking about it kind of behind the scenes. And some people were even against celebrities – paying to
no, screw that.
You think
they'd be there all day? They would literally be there all day. If Michael Rooker just said, you know what, free autographs and pictures and hey, handshakes for everybody.
I think a picture is different than an autograph in some ways.
Yeah. An autograph I could see charging, but a picture?
Well, maybe because I'm not an autograph guy. Like, I don't really care too much for having somebody sign something of mine, but... To me, it was like I said. Since I don't care about that much, it's all in the same realm. A picture, whatchamacallit, a 5-second video. Now that's one thing. That's, you know, you pay for that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm Rooker and I'm like, okay, there's my line for you can come. We got 5 seconds to do or say whatever you want to the camera, and then you get that on a little thumb drive or something like that. Boom. Go home. This is my 5 seconds with Rooker. There it is.
I could see them charging a small fee if you were to buy a photograph from them because they have to make up the money for ink and paper and all that stuff. But if you just want to go up and meet them and take a selfie, like at Wizard World, they were charging like $30 to do that.
There's not one person, I think, on God's green earth that if I walked up to them and they said, oh, $40, I would pay the money to talk to them. They're all just humans to me.
That's how I see it.
Exactly.
I promise you.
I think Aaron and I are in the same boat where we still have never once paid to get into a con, so we're spoiled.
Yes, very much so.
And then in what we do, we talk to people as a form of promotion for things, so we've never paid to talk to any of our guests either. So why start now is kind of my thing.
We made it this far.
Could just be totally spoiled, you know, reasoning, but I feel like
It, no, yeah, no. I'm,
I never did it before either. I would have.
I would have never done it before.
And paid.
It's difficult for me to rationalize that. I don't know. Maybe it's just some people are like really, really, really super fans. They're like, I'll do anything to get, you know, $40 is nothing to me. I don't care. I, as long as I get this little small time or treasure
right.
from
I guess.
From Rooker. Yeah. So like, okay, there's those people.
I can see that, I guess.
But your Joe Schmo, don't see how...
Aaron, the podcast explodes. Are you charging people to take pictures with you?
Not a dime.
You would never do a signing where you...
No, I...
I mean where you would charge people.
Nope. It becomes huge and big, Marvel big. You just got a time limit.
All right. You got a time limit.
Because I
got
to go and do stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we're going to be back after the break. Stick around for a lot more Video Game Bang.
Hey, it's Tina from Bob's Burgers, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hey, this is David Jost, the original Blue Power Ranger, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hey, guys, you are watching Video Game Bang right now. Jace, Dave, Frank, Green Ranger, and it's Morphin time. Ooh-yah!
And yeah, just line them up, line them straight on up. Come in, you got 10 seconds. Go, we do something, you know, real quick. 10 seconds, next person.
And with Aaron, it always takes 10 seconds.
About 10 seconds, but think of how many people I'm getting through. Boom.
I'm gonna spank you.
No, yeah, see, that's terrible.
Wow. Terrible.
And that's why nobody's in your lines.
You know, one thing that's pretty cool is I had a meeting with the people at Stern Pinball. Again, this was in the main showroom floor, and it's very... There wasn't a big line of people there, because they do pinball machines, right? You think, off the jump, pinball, why do I care about that?
Exactly.
And then you start listening, you start seeing the machines, and you start realizing that pinball machines nowadays are 99% of the pinball machines in America are made by this one company called Stern Pinball. And they actually build these suckers from scratch. That was one of the questions I asked. I was like, are you like refurbishing old ones and updating them? These people are going through and handcrafting each, like, you know, pinball level, I guess you call it.
Okay,
them, like,
okay.
And based on these big, massive properties, like they're showing off Metallica, Kiss, and one other one.
So there's no like big construction line where they're like, oh, we need 7 of these brands, and then they just kind of everybody makes the same one. Is it all unique?
They are each like they only manufacture like I think they said 30 a year.
That's crazy.
Whoa.
They must be stupid expensive then.
They go through like the design process of maybe one per year, one brand new machine, and then they kind of have an assembly line deal where they get the parts and then they just start slamming them together.
Okay,
and
okay.
Putting them out. They're the number one in the world. And
because they're the only one in the world. Yeah.
That's right. Well, you know, that was one of the things, too. They said pinball bottomed out in America in 2008.
In 2008?
2008. He said that all the, like, the major pinball company, them, and, you know, they, like, were on life support at that point.
I think somebody's
they got purchased by an investor, I believe. Uh-huh. Kind of took over and breathed new life and got some more licenses going back into them. But now, even, like, the old number two is coming back. And making more machines based off of old licenses that were original pinball. And they're having this Stern Pinball actually make their machines for them.
I think I think pinball bottomed out in 89. Let's see. When did Nintendo come out? 80, 84, 85? Yeah.
When did they start putting pinball on the computer?
Exactly. You know, exactly.
That's when it bothered me.
Because I had a pinball game on my regular NES.
But when you think about it, two people, like, we're broke. We're broke-ass people, Aaron. We do not afford the finer things in life. Right?
Okay.
But if you had a crap ton of money and you were building an awesome man cave, wouldn't a pinball machine just set the damn thing off? Like, to have a pinball machine, no?
I didn't grow up in that pinball era.
I didn't either.
When we went to SAC Comic Con and they had the Street Fighter cabinet there, mm-hmm. and the NBA Jam cabinet there, that's the type of stuff that's going to populate, you know, or not even populate, just like scatter, you know, a couple of, oh yeah, I got the Ninja Turtles over there, the Simpsons one over there. That's the era I grew up. if somebody wheels in some rinky-dink freaking pinball thing.
There's so many DIY versions of that because, really, there's nothing that you're getting on that Street Fighter box thing that you're getting that you can't get on a Super Nintendo other than the nostalgia.
And
the built-in sticks. You can build those yourself. I mean, you could use a little tiny computer and a screen, put it in a cabinet that you make, and then you have an arcade
machine. I guarantee you could do the same thing.
No. You think you can craft a pinball machine with the same amount of ease that you can craft just a regular Street Fighter machine?
You literally would just be putting a monitor in front of you, a giant piece of wood, having the buttons on the side.
Oh my god!
Just input.
You are grossly just underestimating
the just art. Inputting the paddles. They have
have you
pinball
seen
games.
A pinball machine, bro.
Yeah, I have.
Have you even seen pinball, bro?
They have pinball. Games, and they piss me off too whenever they show these freaking things. They'll be like, oh, the new Marvel, because it's on Xbox Live. The new Marvel board
is coming out.
And be like, oh, cool, look at this new Marvel. It's a pinball
game. I'm talking real pinball, the actual flippers that, and the tilting of the machine and the real balls.
Yeah, see.
It's real shiny
balls. I'm out.
Balls.
Yep, I'm out whenever
the
one, you got
the ones that they make, are they more digital? So, like, the ball, like, shoots, like it's mechanical? Or do you have the arm that you pull back?
Still the same arm.
That's cool. That's vintage like that.
Vintage
you can
pinball.
Guarantee you can get one of those fake arms, pull it back, let it go, hits a button inside the machine. They get you a digital ball that goes around your
screen.
And
that's like you play soccer IRL.
Okay. Okay.
That's in real life. For those out there uninitiated, you get that itch. You want to go play soccer in a field. You want to feel the air on your cheek. You want to feel that grass on your cleats.
Terrible.
I don't know. I don't know soccer. But you can't just play FIFA and get your fill.
You're right.
You want to go out there and you want to actually feel analog.
You're right.
So that's the same thing of a real pinball machine. You can play it on Windows 95. Sure.
But see, the thing is, the only thing is, when last time I remember playing a pinball game, I felt like I wanted my money back instantly. Like, literally. Where are my quarters?
Because you lost.
But, well, I mean, you always lose in pinball. Like, there's no winners in pinball. Let's just get that right out the jump. But I don't think there was any feeling that I was just like, oh yeah, I got to, you know, keep the ball going. Like, I don't know. What's that game where it's a video game, because they have a number of different names for it, but where the ball comes back down and it hits the different
things
at the
top.
It's
like a
ski ball?
No, it's like a platform. It's like a platform. You move back and forth, and the ball goes and it knocks out different
You have to keep catching
blocks.
The ball before it drops.
You can play it on Google. Like, literally, there's a Google thing.
Okay, where are you going with this?
So if that was a analog version, because of...
You're talking about different things.
I promise you. I bet you that game spawned. Like, if you looked up whatever the name of that stupid game is, I bet you it spawned from pinball. I promise you it did, because it's the same type of mechanics.
Well, I was talking to Stern Pinball. They're moving from a 30,000 square foot manufacturing facility to a 100,000 square foot manufacturing facility. He said that the profits from pinball have been like growing at a pretty steep rate. And that the big reason for this, and this is at the very ground level still, it's only getting bigger, is barcades.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
Okay, yeah.
Barcades, he was saying, got really big in, like, the Chicago area. There's, like, a lot there. And now you're starting to see them trickle in here. We have...
Coin-op.
Two or three solid ones. I mean, you got your Dave & Buster's, but those don't really count. But because there's this big culture in America right now with craft beers, you know, and then this geek culture movement that we've been a part of and that we're seeing still... push forward. So you put those two together, it's a perfect spot for pinball machines. And that now tournaments are going every single day.
He said every day
there's pinball tournaments in America.
That's terrible.
And you can literally win hundreds of dollars.
That's the only positive side. Hundreds. Hundreds.
You can literally win hundreds of tokens.
That's terrible.
And tickets.
He said they're starting to integrate cameras to the machines to make it more pleasurable for people watching. Because, you know, if you go to if you're watching a game tournament, you know, you can put it on a big screen. But if you're watching a pinball tournament, you got just dudes huddled around a machine. So they're incorporating cameras now so that it could be more of a spectator sport.
There are so many things.
You don't think this is the next big esport?
No. Oh, shut up. There's so many things, so many arcade games now that they have made a whole bunch of different, like, interactive things with. It just buries anything pinball could do.
I like it because of the nostalgia of it. Like, it's, you know, usually when I play pinball, it's because I have a couple tokens left and I don't have enough to go and play
an arcade pinball game.
Yeah.
Well, excuse me. Sorry. Thinking of something else. Go ahead.
So when you're down to your last couple quarters.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a last resort thing.
It's like, oh, I don't have enough for Street Fighter, so I'll go play pinball.
If I'm in that same situation, I'm walking right past and I'm just pocketing those coins.
I'll save you for next time.
I'll save you for next time.
That's terrible. I really think there's some. I think pinball's going to pick up steam. I'm making my.
It's already on Steam. You can download it now.
With the Marvel skin.
Yeah, with the Marvel skin.
Pinball simulator.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm buying into it. I think that the rise of the barcades is bringing a lot of life back to those old school Street Fighter machines, and I think it's going to trickle to pinball because pinball has been. For however big pinball's been in America, it's always been bigger overseas. Pinball is still a big deal over there. Like, I was joking about hundreds of dollars. It is way bigger than that over there. And
hundreds of euros.
Yeah, hundreds of euros. Dozens of euros.
Dozens of euros.
I'm a believer, man. And I think that Stern Pinball's machines are... He kind of gave me some insider information as to the licenses that are coming up. Because that's what I was asking him about. I was like, are there any out there you haven't been able to get that, like... you guys have tried, and that he said Led Zeppelin, the band Led Zeppelin, is a huge one that they've tried to get, but they can never get the rights.
And then, maybe that's the other thing, like those themes or whatever, like they never really, it never really popped with me. Like,
you're not a Kiss fan.
I don't know, like, man. What did you ask him? Did you at least ask him what is your most popular pinball machine?
I didn't ask him that.
See, look at that. You don't ask the hard hitting questions.
What's your favorite color?
I would have burned.
Which one sells more? I can look that up.
I probably would have had them shut down pinballs across America with the questioning that I gave them.
I made a guess because he wouldn't tell me, you know, the big new machine they're working on, and I made a guess, and I was right.
What is it?
I can't tell.
Oh my gosh!
But it's gonna be pretty awesome.
Doubt it.
So there you have it. I want to know what you guys think about pinball. If you think pinball is making a comeback, let us know on Twitter. If you think it's going nowhere, if you're taking your quarters and going home.
Yep. If you pocket them because you need a little more time in your meter, which is the most important thing. Then yeah. Definitely do that.
Meters don't take tokens.
Yeah. Well, then I guess you're stuck with that.
That's why Aaron has warrants out for his arrest.
Yeah, I have so many parking tickets.
That's fine. It's for a token.
He goes to the court and tries to use Monopoly money.
Yeah.
They don't take it.
Is that the pink ones or the blue ones it's that you want?
Ones. Oh, it's always pink.
Always pink.
San Diego Comic-Con, Ken was revealed. Did you get a chance to see Ken yet?
For Street Fighter?
No, from Barbie and Ken, Aaron.
Oh, no, I didn't see the new Ken from Barbie. Yeah, that's interesting.
And he's black now.
Yeah, of course they would. Because everything's got to be all equal, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Everyone gets a fucking trophy.
I don't even know who the black Ken would be.
Kanye West.
That's just horrible.
It's modeled after Kanye. So
that was their big reveal?
Right now, yeah.
Fire Ken.
They showed Ken.
That's Ken?
Yep.
I'm done.
Why?
That is the ugliest looking Ken model. What's up with that ponytail, bruh?
I think it's a man bun. Or is it a ponytail?
What is that?
It's like one of those high up on his head.
Have you seen reactions online?
No.
I want to see what reactions are online. I don't like the look so far.
We're going to cue that Hitler video. 9999!
Like, So this is Street Fighter V, right?
Yeah.
I can't believe they
were you a big Ken fan, though? Like, when it came down to Ryu and Ken, who did you choose?
Oh, freaking Ken.
Why?
Yeah, he's America. That's why. When it was Japanese or American, yeah. And then they came out with Sean.
But
who was Brazilian, but he looked like a black guy.
Guile was the real American. Let's be straight on this one.
Yeah, but his moves weren't like everybody. Street Fighter, Ryu is a staple.
Yeah, he's the man. He's the Mario.
No matter what Street Fighter game you play, you can pick up Ryu and you'll know how to do his moves. Yeah, right?
Even in Killer Instinct.
Yeah, right. Django. Exactly. It's Ryu. They'd be like, oh, he has a Ryu's moveset. Even whatever game you play, you can just be right. Like, oh, he's got a Ryu moveset. And then you know what to do.
Right.
Ken is it's just Ryu. That's literally what he's been. So you can pick him up kind of with the same ease. I mean, he's evolved over time to change and have his own kind of style. But the base.
He's in Smash Bros. Now.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, the base is still a Ryu type of thing. So it's like, okay, I want that one. But this kind of has, you know, as the American culture type of thing, you know.
Hmm.
Right, or Guile with his back forward to do Sonic Boom Sonic and stuff like boom. That. It's too much. Too much. Too much. Need too down much. Forward. Down forward.
I think he looks all right. People on Nerd Reactor seem to enjoy it. We're interested again what you guys think. If you guys think
it's just the look. It literally is just the
How
look.
How long can you just make him a Ryu palette swap, though? Come on.
He's more than a palette swap.
He's a Ryu.
Maybe for his uniform and everything like that, but he's more than a palette swap.
Well, this one, he looks completely different from Ryu. Like, if this was the first Street Fighter that came out, I don't think people would be like, oh, you're choosing Ken or Ryu.
And yeah, I don't see a lot of people use him. I mean, he's probably changed so much now because in tournaments, I didn't see anybody use
him. That's true. Yeah, they have kind of done more to differentiate them. So if you're the keyboard warriors, you could stop, hit pause on that tweet.
Yeah. He is not Ryu.
Let's back that thing down, flip it, and reverse it. It's your Nebuchadnezzar.
So it's, yeah. But no, I don't like the look so far.
One of the big things at San Diego that everyone was clamoring for was the limited edition Funko Pops. Mm. And Funko Pops are only getting more popular. And are they this generation's Beanie Baby?
No.
You don't think so?
People, you sure?
People killed over Beanie Babies.
Look at the prices on some of these Funko Pops.
The most.
Wait, we need to uncover some.
The most ridiculous thing,
I was like 10 when Beanie Babies were out. Like little 10-year-old killing people.
I pushed a kid off a cliff.
Beanie Babies, for some stupid reason, were like the most popular thing. And I remember my mom was collecting them.
Because everybody thought they were going to be worth money.
Why, though? What? They were bean some bags, people.
Select few are worth a couple thousand.
So the vinyls, because we go to the cons and we see multiple booths of vinyls.
Oh, yeah. At Sack Wizard World, I went to like four of them trying to find
one. The Spider-Man, right?
Yeah. Part of it was price, but
still. And they do have their rare ones.
Yeah.
But they have oversaturated the market with these things. Anything new that comes out, Orange is the New Black vinyl pop. There he is. Exactly.
Yeah.
So anything new comes out, they jump on it real fast and they make something for it.
This was kind of bull. They did the San Diego Comic-Con exclusives, and it was a big deal. People waited in line to get these exclusive San Diego Comic-Con ones. They had like a blue Heisenberg, like a pleated Ted. Gold Bender, Gold Frieza. Like, they did a lot of unique ones that were high on people's hit list. And then, like, I'm sure a lot of people knew about it, but on the con floor, I heard people getting really pissed off because I guess Funko, in their partnership with Hot Topic, released all of the San Diego Comic-Con exclusives at Hot Topics.
You know what? I saw that.
Every Hot Topic got like a select number of these San Diego Comic-Con exclusives. So people who are, it kind of is a slap in the face. Like, to me, I don't care. I wanted one. I didn't get any, but I wanted them because they were going to prove that I was there. My little trophy I could take home that says San Diego exclusive.
Not right. Hundreds of pictures with celebrities that you took. That wouldn't prove that you were there.
No, that wasn't worth it.
The pop it was vinyl. All about the pop
the
vinyl.
The pop vinyl would prove he's there.
When I say it out loud, it is a lot dumber than I rationed it in my head.
But screw still. Bobby Monahan. I wanted that damn pop vinyl.
Exactly.
But I wanted that pop vinyl. And the fact that it was sold at Hot Topic, I guess, does kind of...
It depreciates it. Yeah, definitely.
Because now anybody can just have it. And it really pisses off, I think, the people that are just going to scalp things.
There are those con sharks that are like, I'm only there for... The rarest of the rare.
And
they don't even want it is the part that sucks. They just want to sell it for a lot of money.
Because they can.
I understand it can pay for your trip. Like me waiting in line to get this thing paid for my entire trip. I get that argument.
But you ruined
someone else's trip.
Not only that, but your whole trip has been you waiting in line. So really, paid for you to wait in line. Like,
what did we wait on at E3? What was it? Infinity? Was it Disney Infinity stuff?
No. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was Disney Infinity.
Wasn't it Oculus? And you guys wait in line for Oculus?
We're
actually trying to get...
Oh, like something to buy. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's cool because you walk up and they give you a random one.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, which made it better, yeah. Yeah. Instead of...
That air of mystery.
Yeah.
That pop vinyl thing was pretty pretty bootsy. And then... But I'm liking these things. Before, when I'd see people buying them, I had zero interest in them. Then someone gave me one. It's like crack. The first one was free.
Oh, yeah.
And now I just want to collect them.
Yeah.
See, that's probably what your problem was. Was your first one free?
No. My first one I got at Sac Anime. It was Groot.
You purchased it. You walked through the line. And like, I want this thing.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, this is cool. I was like, oh, well, now I got to get Rocket. And then I got Rocket. And then I was out somewhere. I was like, Agent Coulson. I gotta get Agent Coulson.
That's how it goes.
And then now I got Agent May.
I bought mine years ago when I worked at GameStop because when GameStop was selling them, I was like, "Whoa, crap! They got friggin' Nick Fury."
Yeah.
And so I just bought that one and never bought another
one. I know which one you would,
but
buy
I
if
do
you find
want
it.
One more. Yeah. And they had it back then. It was the Black Panther one.
I'm hunting for one because I know I was so pissed off. I love the regular show. I've loved the show. I've reviewed the DVDs for Nerd Reactor. When I got the DVDs, I'd already seen all the episodes, so it was just like, you know, features and stuff. Like, I love this damn show. I got to meet the creator and all the voice actors, and so it's really just got me on a kick. Like, it's all I'm watching on Hulu again. And I was like, I want the Funko Pops for the new studio. I find the Rigby one for $10. I find Skips for another $10, Muscle Man, like $8, and I find Mordecai, like the one who JG can tell actually plays, and $50.
Oh yeah,
they discontinued it or something. They don't make them no more, and now if you want a Mordecai vinyl pop, it's $50.
They get at you.
I'm looking on eBay.
Yeah,
they're all going for north of $30-$40. I can't get myself there. Here's the next part. One of my other favorite characters is a guy called Benson. He's the gumball machine.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I love him because he's the drummer. Like, my favorite episode is like 3 episodes in. They start... it might have been season 2. They make a band.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get this song out of their head.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to make an even more catchy song. And they're actually battling with the other song. And they're losing. And then Benson, their boss, who's like a complete hard ass... comes on it, you know, they're destroying the park, so you think he's gonna show up and like scream at him, but he's like, "You guys had a band without me?" And then he goes, "You can't make a song without the beat," and he pulls off this awesome drum kit and gets on and then plays this awesome drum solo. So as a drummer, like, and seeing that Benson was a drummer, like, I love that character. Guess how much his pop vinyl is?
70.
60.
Guess again.
Wow.
100.
Guess again.
If it's higher than 100, then...
You're going in the right direction.
Holy crap.
It's not even worth it.
A little bit lower. 170.
That's way too much.
I want it so bad.
That's still way too much.
No. There's no golden gumballs.
I'm looking at like different ones right now. That's what I'm...
Look
I'm
up, on. Vinyl Pop Benson.
Benson, okay.
His head is like clear, and I think it actually has like
little balls in it.
Little balls in it that, you know, move around and stuff. I want this thing with every essence of my being, but I do not want it for that price whatsoever. I will never buy it.
That's way too much money for a bobblehead.
That's kind of it's cool.
What's his name?
Benson. Benson.
It's so awesome, and never before have I had these conflicting feelings of knowing that's that terrible. It's just, you know, 50 cents worth of plastic.
That is the stupidest looking one.
No way. Are you looking at the right one?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at that. Is the dumbest looking one.
You are out of your mind.
It does not do. I watched the regular show, and it doesn't do him justice.
Well, they have to keep it the same shape. They have to. It has to be fairly.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. But you've seen other pop vinyls, and I don't know. This one does not. Yeah. Here's a bigger picture of it.
That's so cool.
That one doesn't do it.
I think it's cool because I think it's unique. I mean, I don't know when that's.
Oh yeah, no, bro. Look at the rest of the regular cast.
What about it?
He's the weakest link.
No, he's not. That's the
Mordecai question. And Rigby? Oh my gosh. All the rest of them are killing, and that one just looks like blah.
I have a few bids out on eBay.
That's terrible.
I actually got outbid, so I just broke down and I bought Muscle Man, Rigby, and Skips. And someday, somehow, I don't know when, where, what's going to happen, but I will get the Benson and Mordecai pop vinyls.
The Pulp Fiction vinyls look even better than that.
I don't
that.
Know how it's going to happen, Aaron. I just know that I will get them somehow.
And then, you know why I'm thinking? Because I'm thinking of the real character. Of
but
how
you
he
can.
Looks.
It's a representation of the character.
It's not repping right.
Well, you hear the music. We're going to wind this bad boy down. What pop vinyls you got over there, David?
I got Agent Coulson. I got Groot, Rocket Raccoon, the comic book Spider-Man, and Agent May.
I don't even like Breaking Bad Season 5, but that guy. That's a pop vinyl of, what is his, Mike Ermint?
Yeah.
Ermintrout? Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's how you do pop vinyl.
Other ones on my hit list, I do want the dude from The Big Lebowski. I want Walter from The Big Lebowski. I love the more, like, things that I'm passionate about that don't usually get too many licenses.
The 11th Doctor from Who.
He's one of the exclusives from San Diego, but it's that exact same pop vinyl, except he has a Cyberman head in his hand.
Oh, yeah. And the Cyberman, the head has a name, too. I can't remember what the name is.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
What are you looking at?
American Horror Story has a full. They like, literally pop vinyls. Like,
go
did everything. It come out?
Everything. Go to Hot Topic, and the whole one of their walls is just covered. It's just pop vinyl.
Man, let us know which pop vinyl is in your collection that you're the most proud of. Send us a picture, BGB, and maybe we'll do a prize.
You gotta get a Benson. What's your Benson?
Oh my
bitch?
God, Benson and Mordecai. That's all we're gonna get.
That would be so jacked up. Like, this is my favorite one here, Corey. Benson.
We'll do a giveaway. If you actually have a Benson or Mordecai pop vinyl, send us a picture of it. And with today's date
that's
newspaper.
Terrible.
And I will send you. I don't want it. I wouldn't ask for that. But
the
I
dude.
Will
yeah, okay.
You.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a pop vinyl, bro.
That's awesome.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So we want to thank everyone for taking their time out of their day to listen to Video Game Bang. We're going to stress it home again. If you want to help support the show, go to our Patreon. Other than that, for David Webb, Aaron Carter, myself, we want to thank Nerd Reactor for giving us the experience at San Diego Comic-Con. We will be back this weekend with Video Game Bang Live.